Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President-elect Joe Biden's choice for Chief of Staff, Ron Klain, says President Trump's refusal to concede the race is affecting the Biden team's transition. NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports.
Klain said the Biden team is able to move forward with parts of the transition process, working on policy plans, selecting White House staff. But he told ABC's This Week that the Trump administration's refusal to work alongside the Biden team has real consequences.
The president-elect, the vice president-elect are not getting the kind of intelligence briefings they're entitled to. Our transition isn't getting access to agency officials to help develop our plans. And there's a lot of focus on that vaccine rollout plan that's going to be critical in the early days of a Biden presidency.
Klain added that Biden will announce his first cabinet picks on Tuesday. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
Several black voters from Detroit and a voting rights group are suing President Trump, accusing him of trying to undermine the state's election results. From member station WKAR, Abigail Sensky reports.
The three black women and the Michigan Welfare Rights Organization say Trump is violating the Voting Rights Act in what they claim is an effort to disenfranchise hundreds of thousands of voters. The lawsuit, which is backed by the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, says by pressuring state and local officials to appoint electors loyal to Trump, the president and his campaign are attempting to override the will of the people. Per Michigan state law, the state's 16 electors are required to go to the winner of the popular vote. With results from all of Michigan's 83 counties in, President-elect Joe Biden is ahead by more than 150,000 votes. For NPR News, I'm Abigail Sensky in Lansing.
A top official with the government's vaccine development effort says people should begin receiving a vaccine for COVID-19 within a day or two of the approval of regulators. Dr. Moncef Slaoui is the chief scientific advisor for Operation Warp Speed. He says a Food and Drug Administration advisory committee will meet next month to review the requests by two drug companies to allow the emergency use of their vaccines.
When the FDA, on December 10th for Pfizer and on December 17th for Moderna, reviews and gets the advice from its advisory committee of independent experts, and hopefully approves the vaccine.
Slaoui was interviewed on ABC's This Week. On another Sunday morning talk show, the nation's top infectious disease expert expressed concern about reports that many people are traveling for Thanksgiving. On CBS's Face the Nation, Dr. Anthony Fauci said that the crowds will get the nation in even more trouble with COVID-19. You're listening to NPR News. The world's largest economies wrapped up their annual summit today. Leaders, meeting virtually, agreed to make sure that when vaccines against COVID-19 are approved, they'll be distributed fairly so that poorer countries will not be left out. Even before the pandemic, poorer countries had trouble gaining access to ordinary vaccines. The World Health Organization estimates more than 20 million babies were not receiving vaccines that could save them from serious diseases. Ethiopia's prime minister is giving a 72-hour ultimatum to forces in the Tigray region to surrender or face military action. That area is also under a communications blackout. The BBC's Will Ross reports.
The government of Ethiopia has said that over the last 3 days it's taken several towns in the Tigray region, and it's now saying that it's focusing on Mekele, the capital. On the other hand, we've heard from the TPLF that there's still fighting going on close to at least one of the towns that the government says it's taken. In response to this talk of surrounding Mekele by tanks, they've said that it would be impossible to do that, and they've basically pledged to fight on.
The BBC's Will Ross. A 23-year-old man is in custody in Bellevue, Nebraska, after a shooting at a fast food restaurant last night. Two employees were killed, three were wounded. Police say the suspect had been arrested outside the same restaurant 3 days earlier and charged with identity theft. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.